Lenox and Addington County Council recognized the hard work and achievements of the county's Emergency Medical Services Department at their meeting this week. Staff presented their 2024 annual report with a focus on support for paramedics and the department's partnership with MediVie Health Services. The report noted that MediVie Health Services has made significant progress over the past year in alignment with the county's strategic plan. The company is in the process of executing its 2021 to 2026 strategic safety plan, including measures for the county. The strategic direction focuses on the continuous improvement of health and safety for patients and employees. Councillor John Wise spoke about the success of the partnership with MediVie.
We did take a chance going the route we did with MediVie, and to see it paying off, just the attitude that's coming through, the enthusiasm is just really encouraging.
Former Interim Chief of Emergency Medical Services with the county and current member of MediVie, Mike Adair, noted the company's focus with the county.
We looked at efficient and best practices to make sure that we're doing things well. We looked at focusing on our paramedics and on our operations. And we also focused on the patient, of course, in terms of how we want to advocate. Some of the highlights, at least when I was here, was evolving our leadership in paramedic services to make sure that we learn, that we reflect, and that we're accountable for our actions and our behaviors, and making sure that we are role models for our paramedics.
Emergency Medical Services Chief and General Manager Craig Jones spoke about leadership roles within the department.
We saw with our staff that there was an appetite to be engaged in leadership and succession planning. So we expanded the role of PTL. We expanded our paramedic team leaders. So these are our union members that actually step into a quasi-supervisory role and allow them to learn whether this is an avenue that they would like to explore in the future. We invest in them, we invest in education, we invest in time and training. So that's been a great opportunity for our staff. Our last allotment was approximately 12 individuals that signed up for that and thought they might be interested. So we saw that as an opportunity to show our employees we cared about them. We wanted to invest in them and help them grow and become leaders in the future.
Jones highlighted the positive financial impacts as well.
Financial side of the house, we've leveraged MediVie's bulk purchasing power. Obviously, MediVie is Canadian-wide corporation, and we've been able to leverage the purchasing power on medical supplies, uniforms, preferred pricing on defibs, all of the equipment we use. Because MediVie is able to secure those contracts because they're buying for Canada-wide, we've been able to leverage that. So that's been an amazing opportunity that's found efficiencies, not only financially, but human resource efficiencies.
Jones explained their focus on the patient experience.
We've ensured that our patient experience is our primary focus. How are the people we're serving? How are we taking care of them? Ensuring that those gaps are filled and that they're getting the care that they need. So our community paramedic team has been able to integrate with the community, identify gaps, work with partner relationships and partner organizations to ensure that if there is holes in our community, we're there to do everything we can to support those individuals in filling those gaps and taking best care of our community.
Jones details how the department supports the mental health of its employees.
We've engaged with an additional mental health support. The paramedic services can be a challenging job. And so we not only have our peer supports, we've invested with Breakwater to provide during CME this year, so our continuing medical education days, an additional mental health supports for them to better understand, protect themselves, prepare themselves to serve as a paramedic. And if they identify struggles, deal with them earlier rather than later, therefore preventing, a long-term illness and a PTSD-type injury.
Jones spoke about an upcoming ceremony where staff will be recognized.
Something that staff asked for in the identified things that they were looking for was a long service medal. We plan to have a ceremony, including of the warden, this year to acknowledge those paramedics who have worked 12, 20, and 30 years. Very important. Two medics, not many of us make 30 years, but to acknowledge that long service, it is a tough job, and we want to, reward those. Even if it's just a small thing with a medal on their chest, it means a lot to them, and we're very excited to be able to implement that within our service.
Warden Nathan Townend showed his support for the department.
Leadership is a term that gets bandied around a lot, but it's really nice to see what leadership truly looks like. And the results achieved in the short amount of time is really quite astounding.
MediVie Health Services is Canada's largest contracted provider of emergency medical services, serving 3 million Canadians across 6 provinces. They partnered with the county to deliver comprehensive paramedic services to residents through a performance-based contract. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.